Essay, My Cell Phone, My Love, by Michael Pronko. If you think Japan is cell phone obsessed, a recent poll found that all over the world, people are closer than ever to their cell phones. A recent Time survey of 8 countries reported that people nowadays feel they simply cannot live without their mobile devices. Cell phones have transformed the way we live and the way we feel. In the countries where the poll was conducted, the U.S., the U.K., China, India, South Korea, South Africa, Indonesia, and Brazil, 43% of people said their cell phone was the first and last thing they looked at every day. An amazingly high 68% of respondents said they put their cell phone right next to their bed, and another 16% said they placed it in the bedroom while they slept. People are becoming closer to their devices than ever before. That might not be love, but it's close. Humans have always been fond of domesticated animals and pets, dogs, cats, horses, but never before in human history have people developed such close relationships to technological devices. Is that cause for concern, or just an interesting shift? Whatever the answer, cell phones are very much like an addiction. 1/3 of those surveyed admitted that being without their phone for even short periods left them anxious. The poll found that 1 in 5 people check their phone every 30 minutes. About the same number check their phone every 10 minutes. That anxiety and compulsiveness is similar to how people sometimes act when they fall in love. And yet, most people in the poll felt that their cell phone was a positive addition to their lives. Just over 80% said they felt more safe and secure, knowing they could get help anytime they needed it. Most also felt having a cell phone helped them achieve a better work-life balance, partially because cell phones made business more efficient. So, even though cell phones have become a sort of fetish, the benefits were plain. Cell phones seem to mesh with life easily and completely. A majority reported using their cell phones while doing the most basic activities in life, riding public transportation, watching TV, or attending a party. An astonishing 17% said they check their cell phone regardless of whom they are dining with. Cell phones distract and focus attention. What other bit of technology is so diverse and so flexible? Cell phones are like a screen onto which we project our needs. In the future, whether cell phones adapt to humans or humans change to fit cell phones remains to be seen. Ways may yet be found in which cell phones contribute substantially to improving our personal well-being and interpersonal relationships. Will we become closer to our gadgets, or, like disappointed lovers, will the relationship between human and phone somehow break up? The end of this affair will not be anytime soon.